This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Genesis chapters 46, 47, and just into 48, picking up with Jacob and Joseph reunited, Jacob blesses Pharaoh, Joseph in the famine, Pharaoh gets the fifth, and Jacob adopts Joseph's two oldest. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave me the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I
am poor.
This your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. Blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the law and the prophets prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
John sits in darkness, and the darkness sits heavily upon him. The desert prophet who once strode out beneath the unfettered sun, locusts on his breath, fire in his belly, now languishes in the bowels of Herod's dungeon. The one who baptized the Christ now stands baptized in the shadows of doubt. The bold witness becomes the questioning prisoner. The voice crying in the wilderness becomes the whisper carried by trembling disciples. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? This question does not rise from unbelief, but from anguish. It's the question of a man who has proclaimed the coming kingdom only to find himself cut off from its dawning light. John had preached judgment with unsheathed words. Even now, he says, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Yet here stands the wicked man feasting, the adulterous king reclining at table, while the righteous rots behind bars. John the forerunner has seen no sweeping of the threshing floor, no consuming of chaff with unquenchable fire. The kingdom he announced is delayed. The Christ he heralded seems strangely passive. And here, dear friends, John becomes the mirror. For every believer knows this dark question. Every Christian heart has whispered its tremulous syllables in the prison of fear, in the chains of shame, in the deep midnight of unanswered prayers and unrelenting burdens. Are you the one, Lord? Are you truly the one for me? You know the sting of promises that seem slow, the ache of wounds that refuse to heal, the humiliation of sins that return like old phantoms. You know the tyranny of doubts that creep in when God's timetable disagrees with ours. We're forced to confess what we'd rather hide. Our problem is not merely the circumstances, but our very selves. The prison that holds us is not only built of external affliction, but internal corruption. You doubt because your hearts are crooked. You despair because you trust yourselves more than God. You rage because you desire a Christ who crushes our enemies, but tolerates our idols. You grow weary because you measure God's faithfulness by your own expectations. You question Christ because, in truth, we want a Christ fashioned in our own image. There's a Herod in every heart, a tyrant who would silence God's word, who would lock up the inconvenient prophet, who would kill repentance in order to keep the throne of self-rule intact. The violence done against the kingdom is not only the violence of wicked kings, but the violence of our own inward rebellion, our subtle unbelief, our secret self-justifications. It's into this darkness, John's darkness and our darkness, Christ sends his answer. And his answer is not an argument. It's not a philosophical reassurance. It's not a sentimental pat on the head. Christ answers John by doing what only Christ can do. Go and tell John what you hear and see. Hear it. See it. The deeds of the Messiah interpret the moment. The blind receive their sight because they cannot open their own eyes. The lame walk because they cannot lift themselves. Lepers are cleansed because sin's rot is beyond human cure. The deaf hear because faith comes from hearing, and hearing is a gift. The dead are raised because the grave is no obstacle to the Lord of life.
and the poor have good news preached to them, because the empty ones are the ones who can finally be filled. Jesus does not tell John to look at Herod. He tells him to look at him. Jesus does not explain the delay of judgment. He unveils the presence of mercy. He does not respond to John's suffering with a timetable. He responds with a Savior. Christ is saying, "Yes, John, I am the one. I am the one Isaiah saw. I am the one who enters the world not first to judge but to redeem, not first to burn chaff but to gather the wheat, not first to silence the wicked but to save the lost." And then our Lord Christ speaks a beatitude as sharp as the prophet's own desert wind. "Blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Offended that the king comes in humility before glory. Offended that salvation is cruciform. Offended that the Lamb conquers not by slaying, but by being slain. Offended that God's way is lowliness, patience, mercy, and a cross. John must learn this in Herod's prison. We must learn this on our own. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence because sinners want God on their own terms. They want a Christ of spectacle, not sacrifice, a Messiah of power, not of pardon, a Redeemer who will reorganize the world without first cleansing the heart. But Christ is the Christ he must be. The Christ who bears our sin, who carries our darkness, who absorbs our violence. The Christ who walks the road to Calvary with unyielding love. The Christ whose throne is wood and whose crown is thorns. The Christ who judges sin by taking its full weight upon himself. This is why the least in the kingdom is greater than John. Not because you surpass John in holiness or courage, God forbid, but because we live on the far side of the cross. We stand where the Lamb has been slain and raised. We know what John only foresaw dimly. We received what John only anticipated, the fullness of Christ's redeeming work poured out in word and sacraments. And it is here in these means that Christ continues to answer our prison-born question. Are you the one? He answers with absolution, your sins are forgiven. Are you the one? He answers with, this is my body, this is my blood. Are you the one? He answers in baptism, where the dead are raised and the poor receive the kingdom. Are you the one? He answers in his word, which endures all things, doubt, fear, Herod, dungeon, death. John's disciples left that prison still walking toward its shadows. But they carried with them a sunrise. They returned to a chained prophet, but they brought him an unchained gospel. And so, dear friends in Christ, do you. You return to lives with their own burdens, to marriages with their own fractures, to bodies with their own frailties, to vocations with their own pressures, to consciences with their own wounds. But you carry with you the decisive answer of Christ. You go bearing the word and the works of the Messiah. You go bearing the dawn. For the blind still receive their sight in the clarity of the word. The lame still walk in the freedom of his forgiveness. The lepers of conscience are still cleansed by his blood. The dead are still rise from the baptismal grave. And the poor, the spiritually bankrupt, the sinners, the broken, still hear the gospel preached to them. Your darkness does not have the last word. Your prison is not your end. Your doubt is not your destiny. For Christ is the one. Christ has come. Christ still comes into dungeons, into doubts, and even into death until the last darkness is undone on that eternal day. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds with true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Dorothy Moses and her sons, Cody and Nikolai Groves, as they mourn the death of their father and grandfather, Prebe Danar. Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace, that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend the family of Prebe and all who are in need, praying for them at all times, thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us trust in you to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord our God, King of all creation. For you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take to heart the words with which Christ has given to us, his body and his blood for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which ye made manifested to us, when by pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and wine, that is, his body and blood, as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at his command and with his own words, we receive his testament.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and keep you in true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and
forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.